honored to have the Hall of Famer Jeremy Roenick joining us on the line. Jeremy, it's good to talk to you again, my friend. You got a Yingling or a whiskey in the wild in your hand? I'm curious.
I'm probably going to do a Yingling first, and then I'll do a whiskey afterwards.
Yeah.
And finish off that. Hey, first of all, I just want to apologize about last night. I didn't figure being in the mountain area where I was that I had bad service. So I'm just going to say I'm sorry to everybody that was expecting me to be on last night. Terrible person.
And, you are, Jared.
I'll make it up.
You
I'll
don't even. It's off. It's classy of you to apologize. You don't have to. It happens all the time. Do not worry about it. And we already had you booked, so we told everyone, "Hey, he's coming on at 6:15." So everybody's listening now. Let's talk a little bit about the golf outing you guys do and have done it for many, many years. Helping Hands Network and this great thing that you do on Monday. It's an organization that means a lot to you. I know it meant a lot to Troy Murray too, the late great. Just chat a little bit about what it's all about.
Well, this is near and dear to my heart. This is the 28th year that I've been involved with this charity. And, you know, thank you to Twin Orchard for being such a gracious host for us out there. And Keshet, which is such an amazing organization in Chicago. We help so many kids and so many people that, and especially, the mentally challenged adults that need our help. And, you know, it's all about giving people that happiness and giving them that quality of life that we all hope that we can get, especially when you have, you know, certain issues that were you're born at birth and things that you can't control. And I'm very, very fortunate to have a great team at Helping Hands Network. It's Helping Hands Today. .com. I think it's a great charity to give to. I can't wait for Monday because we always seem to do something great. We've raised a lot of money, but also have created a lot of fun and a lot of laughs through people of Chicago. So, thanks for bringing the attention to it. And my very, very good friend, Steve Hara, who is probably one of the most gracious, wonderful people in Chicago. He was the second person that I met when I came to Chicago.
Wow.
We've done some great things together, and we're helping a lot of people in this tournament this week.
I know that it's the actual event is sold out on Monday for golf, but I know you're raising money, and you know businesses can sponsor. You're still raising money, and there's a lot of ways for people to become a part of Helping Hands and to really give back. I mean, I know the golf tournament is like a staple event. It's probably year round. You guys want donors and helping out with these organizations.
Yeah, so the best way you can give is go to helpinghandstoday.org.
Yeah,
that's probably the best way that you can give to the charity. It's next year will be the same thing again. We seem to do some great things year after year, but if you can't be there, it's really good to go to our website and be able to give through the website. It's a great thing. Like I said, we do a lot of great things for a lot of mentally challenged adults. We build centers to where mentally challenged adults can have that quality of life and that freedom and that independence to live in a controlled area with people that help them, but still give them that freedom. And it really it's great for the parents also to have that freedom for their sons or daughters to have that, you know, that freedom and that independence for themselves. It's great. It's a great thing.
Yeah. Independence and dignity, right? They're fully, fledged human beings.
That's a great word.
Yeah.
That's a great word. That dignity is something really special to, you know, to deal with too. And, you know, that's a, you know, well said with that one too.
Thanks, Jeremy. Yeah, I appreciate that. And good stuff. Yeah. And again, it's helpinghandstoday.org. I can't have you on here on our Blackhawk station without asking, I mean, the Kaner news, I mean, we're all got like goosebumps excited. I don't think a lot of us maybe 3 months ago thought him coming back was a real possibility, and it just started to filter. Then you hear it's Hawks or Buffalo, and we're all pumped. And then to get the news that he's going to be back, and this isn't just a nostalgia trip, Jeremy. He can really contribute to this team and help get this team to the next level. You agree with that?
Oh, 100%. Listen, Patrick Kane at 38 years old, whatever, I think he's 37 now, is so valuable. listen, he's going to go down arguably as the best U.S. player ever born. And I say that with utmost confidence, being one of those people that he's passed. So, I'm a big fan of his, not only a friend, but a fan. But what it does for Chicago, and unfortunately, you know, Chicago has been at the bottom of the basement here for the last couple of years, not because of a lack of trying, but it's when you win three cups in 6 years, it takes a long time to rebuild once that team gets dismantled. But when you have guys like Anton Fundel that just came in at the end of last year and showed some great potential, what he's going to do to help support Connor Bedard, who's going to take another step forward in his maturation. You know, he has to stay injury free. If he can do that, he's going to have another banner year. Getting Patrick Kane in there to help a Connor Bedard, to help an Anton Fundel, to have that Stanley Cup presence in the locker room is going to be huge. And then I can't wait to see the power play with those three guys.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Patrick Kane, Frundell, Bedard, holy smoke. You know, and to see Patrick Kane in the 88 jersey again is going to bring back exactly what Chicago fans deserve and need, and to have one of the greatest players of all time, without question, one of the top three greatest Blackhawks of all time, come back and finish where he belongs, and that's in Chicago.
Love it. Kevin Paul, you want to jump in?
Hey, JR, it's Kevin in sports. Great to talk to you. Roman Kantsarov's another guy I think a lot of people are excited, 21-year-old who had a big, big season over in Russia last year. He's going to be on the squad as well this year. But you kind of touched on it. I think this is not a nostalgia move bringing Kane back. This is a guy that can still play at a high level. I'm thinking playoff push, JR, you know, especially when Connor comes back. Remember last year, they were kind of lingering around the playoffs and then some injuries happened. But I like the direction they're headed. Am I crazy to think playoffs this upcoming season, JR?
If this team is not going into the season thinking playoffs is their goal, then I want all of them to go play in the minors.
Yeah, right.
And not even show up. This is a team, and you're exactly right. They were on the cusp. You know, when Connor got hurt at the end of December, which hurt the team dramatically, and then Nazar got his broken jaw, that hurt the team dramatically. They were on a playoff push last year, and I think there's no question with bringing on a Byram, who is a very, very good defenseman. Ian Cole is a very good veteran defenseman. You get a little toughness up front with Greenway. Not that he's going to just contribute very much offensively, but he's a physical force that will help Nazar, that will help guys like Green. Ryan Green is a very, very good hockey player with a lot of energy. They got a lot of smaller guys, but guys that have energy and pizzazz that are going to be a lot of fun to watch. I definitely think that this is a team that can make the playoffs, but they have to get off on a good start, and they have to be injury-free. If they do that, they're going to have a shot, for sure.
Yeah, if the West is anywhere as wide open as it was, except for a couple top teams, they definitely should be in that picture and make a run for it. Jeremy, I got to say
Oliver Moore, too. They got some great guys. I really think the Hawks have the right mentality, and I think they're going to continue to do things that are going to make the team better. Free agency is going to be big again next year. Don't think that trades aren't going to be there. They have the right mentality in the office. Now they have to put the right mentality on the ice, and I think this team is starting to really shape up really well.
We got to scoot out. Quick shout out to Whiskey in the Wild. I think the only bottle of whiskey I've ever bought that came with a flask with it, which is great. And it's good stuff, too.
We got a new bottle. We got a new bottle with a stainless steel with a flip cap, easy sip pour. Oof. You got to see it. It's awesome.
I can't wait for that. And when Yuengling came back to Chicago, it was huge news. And you were there doing a lot of press with everybody. And honestly, I had an old beer I'm not going to mention. But once I started back on the Yuengling, we used to like bring it back from the East Coast. And now that we got it here, it's a staple in nearly every Chicago bar stadium. And I think they've had a great success reintroducing themselves to this market.
Who doesn't like drinking a Yuengling? Are you kidding me? Who doesn't like drinking a Yuengling? So start with a Yuengling and end with a Whiskey in the Wild and then go to sleep. It's the best thing ever.
Jeremy Roenick, I appreciate your time. You're welcome here anytime, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Again, apologize for last night, but I'm glad I caught you tonight.
You're the best.